News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
From stopping traffic in the middle of London to throwing soup cans at historic paintings, Just Stop Oil has had a pretty polarising campaign, but that campaign is coming to an end this Saturday. We're joined by Mitch Rose, Just Stop Oil spokesperson. Mitch, why have you decided to call it a day?
Good morning, Shane. Thanks morning. For having me on the programme. Well, Just Stop Oil was always a time-limited campaign, and we've been going for 3 years now, and achieved incredible success. Our demand, which was Just Stop Oil, so no new oil and gas, is now a government policy. And if you look back 3 years, it wasn't sexy to be talking about gas and oil licences, and we got it there on the front page day after day. And it just proves what an amazing achievement we've done, and that a small group of people really can, make big waves, and it proves that civil resistance works.
So why not continue? Because, you've already mentioned the successes you've had in terms of oil and gas, but there is the world is still burning. Why not continue that campaign?
You're absolutely right. There's still a lot to be done. I think what's happened during the time that Just Stop Oil has been going is that we've shone a light on so many other things, on the desperate issues that we have, as well as what's happening in the climate. We've got the collapse of a lot of our systems. The NHS is on its knees. We've got a quarter of our children go to bed hungry. We've got people are eating their breakfast. So I won't say what we've got in our rivers, but it's not pleasant. Highest energy bills in Europe. More food banks than branches of McDonald's.
I get that. Your tactics, I suppose, they haven't been to everybody's taste. You've been, condemned by various newspapers and so on. You've annoyed a lot of people. Do you have any regrets about the things you've done?
I think, what I'd like to call out here is, when it was when we were out there on the streets, I think a lot. The platforms, news platforms and lots of media have to shoulder some of the blame for how we were treated. We were shining a light on all sorts of things, government corruption, court corruption, as well as keeping 4 billion barrels of oil in the ground. And I think, if I could just compare, loads of farmers in tractors went and blocked up roads recently, and as far as I'm aware, none of them got arrested, and yet our folk were arrested, we're in prison, we're in court. Civil resistance works, but in answer, to your question, yes, people didn't like our tactics, but, protest, effective protest, causes disruption. That's what it does. That's what it's done for years and years and years. That's what you have to do to get your voice heard, unfortunately, when you've got very little money and you're up against multi-billion pound oil companies. You have to do something to, get attention, don't you?
And you certainly did get attention. I think I saw a poll where it was at 97% of people were aware of Just Stop Oil. Look, thank you indeed for talking to us this morning. That's the Just Stop Oil spokesperson, Mitch Rose, there. That campaign coming to an end this Saturday. Let us know what you made of it. Reasonable point at the end. Nobody was arrested for driving tractors into London, but they were. I think she has a point, but let us know. Do you disagree? 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.